The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Welcome to a new episode of the Afternoons with Joy podcast. My name is Joy Summers, and I do the afternoon show on Way FM. Radio is so much fun, but I also love hanging out with you here on the podcast because we get to talk more long form. But if you ever do want to listen to Way FM, you can check it out at wayfm.com or download the Way FM app. So at the very end of the podcast today, you're going to hear about our pumpkin painting contest. This is one of the funniest things we've done in a long time. So producer Party is the producer for my show, and he edits the podcast. I went head to head with him. I said, let's do a pumpkin painting competition. He's a literal artist. He's so good. I was very intimidated. The results are hilarious, and I'll also tell you at the end of the podcast how you can see them. And if you're listening to this close to this date, actually vote and choose a winner. So that's at the end, but we are kicking off talking about how it's not good to get even the least bit prideful, because God will humble you every time. If you ever start to get a big head, life will humble you so fast. Last night, my husband and I got to go to the Dove Awards, where they give awards to some of the artists that we play. It's actually going to be on TV Friday night, and it's so good. You've got to watch it. But I got all dressed up, and as a new mom who lives in yoga pants, I was feeling good. I was feeling confident. My husband and I took pictures, and I just felt beautiful for the first time in a long time. And everybody was being so kind in what they said. And so today, I was feeling good when I was coming into work. Until I spilled an entire cup of coffee all over myself. It's in my shoes. My pants are soaked through, and I've had to live that way all day. And it made me realize it's actually a miracle there wasn't coffee on my dress spilled last night. It's time for some joyful news. If you start out your mornings watching the news like I often do, you need a refresher because that stuff is negative. So I want to tell you about Jennifer and Ron Taylor. They love their hospital staff in their hometown, but they said, "We hate how all of our medical professionals were celebrated last year, and now it seems like people have forgotten about them." So they dropped off a box filled with $50 gift cards for the staff. All 322 staff members. The total donation added up to over 16 grand. And they said, "We want to show the people in the community that it doesn't even have to be the size of your gesture. It just has to be the terms of your gratitude. And we need to show some." If you never tell anybody that you're struggling, then you'll never get the encouragement that's out there. Today, I had one of those mornings where I did not want to get out of the car and start my day because I was already so overwhelmed. My kid took everything I had this morning and more, and I got so frustrated that I was just crying and drinking my coffee in the parking lot here. And I decided to be honest about my struggles as a mom on social media. And so many other women said, "I sat in my car and cried this week too," or, "I didn't know how to be a mom either." Or, "I didn't know how to discipline, and now my kid's in college thriving." And it was exactly what I needed to hear. Fall equals football for a lot of people. And if you're one of them, cool. I hate it. I really do. Last night, my husband wanted to watch the Titans versus the Bills. And soon after we turned it on, one of the Titans players, Taylor Lewan, was tackled and did not get up. He didn't even move. It scared me so much that I said, "I wonder if he's paralyzed. I wonder why he can't get up." And they cut to commercial. My husband was like, "Oh, that's rough." And he looks at me, and I'm bawling at this point. I said, "We need to pray for Taylor and his family right now. This isn't some TV show. This is real." And so we did. We prayed for him. And when it came back, he was being carted off the field, but he gave a thumbs up. So we're hoping he's okay. And I said to my husband, "We're in agreement. Our son is never playing football." Taking a quick break from the conversation to tell you about our show sponsors. When you have a hankering for some chicken, all you got to do is pull up to the closest Chick-fil-A and say, "I'll have a number 3, please." But chicken in a third world country actually means something very different. Getting two chickens could be a life-changing event for a family. I'm talking about the Chicken of the Month Club. For $28 a month, you can provide two live chickens to a different family every month. It provides protein, additional income, and could even provide a future. I'll tell you what I mean. Medard is a 63-year-old husband and father in Rwanda. Last year, his family was a recipient of two chickens because they're a part of the Chicken of the Month Club. And here's what happened. They took such good care of those chickens that they started selling eggs. The chickens started having babies. And now they are raising 50 roosters and 100 hens. They said, our neighbors come to us now for food. And we are actually able to make enough money to take care of our kids. What a beautiful partnership. If you are interested in being a part of the Chicken of the Month Club, all you have to do is text the word FLOCK. That's F-L-O-C-K to 91979. That's FLOCK to 91979, or click the link in the show notes. If you're a parent, you know full well you don't get to go on vacations anymore. You just get to go on a trip. You get to spend your time in a different location. That's what my family did. Over the weekend, we finally spent some time at the beach. And it was so sweet to be together, even though it wasn't the least bit relaxing with my son running around trying to eat sand and jump in the waves. It was still so good to get away together. And here's the reason we were able to do that. We refinanced our home and we are saving money every single month on our mortgage. If you've not even done that in this amazing interest rate time, this is your opportunity with United Faith Mortgage. Here's the reason you want to go with them. They're run by a father-son team, John and Ryan, and they're going to treat you like family. Plus, they have a direct lender advantage. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows you to get a better rate. That's going to save you that monthly and lifelong money. So go to UnitedFaithMortgage.com. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Adults should never tell kids lies, but they do. My mom told me never to eat the bottom of bananas because that's where spiders lay their eggs. And I just found out that was a lie yesterday. So tell me what you've believed for too long.
So when my sister and I were like 5 and 6, my grandparents and my mom had us plant banana chips, telling us that banana trees grew from banana chips. Then, apparently a few weeks later when we were sleeping, they planted banana trees.
Let's talk about some joyful news. There's so many negative stories, but the positive ones are what warm your heart. There's a woman named Debbie who recently made the golf team at Reinhardt University in Georgia. But she's not in the news because she's an amazing golfer. She's just the oldest. She is 63 years old and a sophomore. Her husband passed away a while back, and he's the one who introduced her to golf. She started playing just so she could spend more time with him. So instead of being sad every day, she decided she would practice her golf to feel close to him. And her coach said she got super good. So she decided that she wanted to play for a real team and is even running for homecoming queen. If she doesn't win, I will burn that place to the ground. Debbie is my queen. Adults shouldn't lie to us when we're kids, but they do. They trick us with stuff. I just found out today that spiders don't lay eggs in the bottom of bananas. I believed that my whole life because my mom told me that's the case. So tell me what you believed.
My grandmother used to tell me that you can't walk across bare floors without socks or slippers on when it's cold or you're going to get sick. So
what?
My stepchildren we live in a house that has unsealed floors, and so I was like constantly telling them, you gotta put socks on, you gotta put slippers on, you're gonna get sick.
And they probably thought, this is Looney Tunes. Tell me when you realized it was a lie.
2 years ago.
Hey, I thought you were gonna say right now, so... This is the time of year when you get to have fun with pumpkins. So we are having our very own pumpkin painting contest. It's me versus producer Party.
Oh, yeah.
He was not anticipating my request, though, that we don't just paint anything, we paint each other.
Yeah.
We're about to do the reveal, and you actually get to choose who wins. You're going to be voting for the pumpkin of your choice. So you can't see it right now. We're going to describe it and then tell you where to see them. I think I should go first.
Okay.
Because I'm very confident. I actually believe that the pumpkin that I have done looks just like Producer Party.
Whoa.
In 3, 2, 1.
Whoa. That's actually pretty good. Yeah, you definitely went more the route of painting my face on the pumpkin, rather than the pumpkin itself being the face.
That's, you made my whole face a pumpkin.
Yeah, I love the beard. The cheek lines. That's a rookie mistake. That's okay.
Oh no,
cheek lines
you
in
don't?
A drawing because you can make someone look really old really fast.
And
blue
Zunder,
eyes. I don't have blue eyes. I have brown eyes.
I gave him blue eyes because everything on here was brown. His eyebrows, his hair, his facial hair. So I couldn't give you brown eyes.
I appreciate how full my beard looks in the thing.
It's a very
good
beard.
It doesn't actually look like that in real life.
Honestly, if you ever do online dating, this should be your Match.com profile. The picture on this pumpkin. It's so good. Yes!
I like it a lot.
I've done it.
Yours is very different, Joy, in that your face is the pumpkin. I did not chisel you out in any way.
I am not feeling good about that.
So you're going to look bloated. Ow. All right, you ready?
I'm not. Also, you need to know that Producer Party is an actual artist. He can hand draw very well, and I cannot.
But painting is not my forte. I'm scared of color. All right, you ready?
Oh, Jesus help.
But look, there's a little bow on it.
Okay, I see. It's very cartoonish.
Yes.
I don't like my face being the size of a pumpkin, but
that's
got
my
blonde hair. Oh my goodness, you have my headband.
Yes.
I love a headband.
And
okay.
I put the dots on it.
Why do I look so mad, Party?
Is that how you see me? So originally I was basing this off a Taste Test Tuesday photo where you were in pain. Then I changed it to you just being cheesing, big old grin.
I have to tell you, he made my teeth perfect. They look like chiclets. I'm all about that. You will get to choose the pumpkin that wins, Pumpkin Party or Pumpkin Joy. All you have to do is text the word VOTE, VOTE, to 91979. The winner, we won't choose it until, let's say, tomorrow.
Yeah.
You have time to vote right now, and I really hope that I win.